Welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, the interactive show that offers expansive conversation with pioneering new thought teachers and personal real-time guided journeys into the imaginal realm to access your soul's wisdom and discover how to live your greater story. Here is your host, human potentialist, soul mentor, and consciousness guide, Jennifer Ivanko.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, the conversation. Again, this is our second episode in the month. And when we do this episode, we have a conversation with our higher self, with our own inner wisdom. So we'll be doing experiential journeys today. And I'm excited about the topic this month that we opened up with our guest last 2 weeks ago. We spoke about time, and in particular, Asperide Ananis was our speaker, our guest, and she speaks about time from past life, looking at different travel journeys through time through your different lives. And the topic was brought up of how time is really a territory. So you imagine that all time exists in this moment. Time past, time present, time future is all right now. It's just we have different levels, different perspectives on time based on where our consciousness, where we're consciously aware. I'd like to take you on two special journeys today where we'll explore this territory of time. It's just a taste of how we travel through time with our conscious journeys. What I'm proposing is a journey inward where you touch these places inside that hold memories and information. Every place that we've ever been in any life is contained inside of us. We have access to this. Some people say we have access to all the information when you go out to the Akashic Records, and that's that journey out to this where we connect with all the information that's ever existed. At some level, you are already connected to all of this information, because we are all connected, but also all the lives that you've lived, past, time present, time future, all your lives you've lived are recorded with your soul, are with you. And so when we go in on these, inside on these journeys, we're going to be exploring different area times in history that we may know, but also our different perceptions or perspectives that come to us, any sensations you get. And these bring in some important information that you might need in your life now. Just because we can travel in time in our consciousness doesn't mean we want to just have these wow experiences. We want to be practical and realize what we need now. So imagine you had a life in the past where you were, say, an excellent speaker, okay? And you need to present something to an audience, and you really aren't that comfortable speaking in this life, you might want to pick up some of those techniques and tips that you had in that other life. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we had access to everything we've learned in all these different lives? So that's what we play with. I also like to think about time right now. Where is time in your existence, in your energy? Where do you hold time? And I had in esoteric studies in mystery school, we learned that time is in your physical body. Time past is in your physical body. So everything that you've experienced in this life is recorded inside your body. Time present is in your breath. When you breathe, you come into this moment and you're right here. And then time future is in your dreams and in your intentions and desires looking forward. So this time past, we carry it with us. We carry it, these memories, these things that we've experienced throughout our whole life. And learning to change, to shift some of the things that we've experienced in our memories can actually shift us physically, can shift us, shift our what we're experiencing now. So if we take journeys into our past, into our childhood, into our young adult, and we change the perspective of maybe an event of something that happened to us, we can actually shift how we're feeling and who we are now. And we can also shift what's happening in our immediate relationships and environments just by changing something, the way we perceive something from our own past. I know I'm jumping all over here, but there's just so much with time and time, perception of time, that we can really address when you're looking at human potential and how you want to shift your life right now, what you're doing right now and what you're experiencing right now, and step into your greater potentials. One of the first things we like to teach or to learn is how to change or shift time in the past inside of you so that you're able to release and expand your perceptions and access some of your greater potential. Okay, so I've gone way off. What I wanted to talk about today is two journeys we're going to take. The first one we're going to take is going to take us into a place to receive healing and energy and kind of energize us so we can go on a journey then into this terrain of time, which is our second journey. So the first one is going to be about prana, breathing our energy in, connecting with our higher self, and raising our frequency. Your frequency is when you are feeling kind of down and negative, you feel that heaviness. And we want to raise that frequency up to one of feeling joy, love, compassion, laughter. When you feel these kind of emotions, you can actually feel yourself expand and raise your frequency, raise up. So that's what we're going to do in our first journey. And before we go any further, I'm going to go ahead and let you enjoy this first journey into frequency.
So let's begin. And for a little while now, with your eyes closed, let's bring your awareness to your breath. As you breathe in and out, not changing your breath, just be aware of how you breathe. Breathing in and out. Now deepening that breath just a little, noticing your chest rise and fall with each breath. And now let's deepen into those long, slow belly breaths in through the nose. Hold, out through the mouth. Hold, and continue like this. As you breathe in, imagine breathing in a light blue color, a sky blue energy. And as you breathe out tension and stress, as if you're breathing out the color gray. filling your body with this prana energy. This deep breathing that brings you vital energy and prepares you to receive. To receive deep transmissions and activations. Each breath in is a gentle wave of sky blue energy, filling your body with prana. Each breath out, going a little deeper, a little more into the peace and stillness. Relaxing even more. As the more you relax, the more energy that you bring into your body. Listening to my voice as you consciously breathe. Breathing in through your nose, filling your lungs fully. Pausing briefly. Breathing out through your mouth completely. Getting the most benefit from this prana breathing. And finding with each breath, you are relaxing even more. Knowing that the more you relax, the more energy you receive. And I invite you now to imagine that you can follow your breath. This flowing sky blue energy. Following it deep within you now. Following your breath, going deeper and deeper inwards. Deeper and deeper, moving as if in a dream now. Following your breath and following my voice. Until you come to meet me on the inner planes in a sacred circle. This sacred circle is where we all come together for healing and transformation. Becoming aware that as you continue to breathe, you're now breathing with this powerful soul group. All here to immerse themselves in the healing light of this coherent field. Imagining now as if in a dream that you can reach out to either side and hold hands around the circle. As we continue this deep prana breathing together, let's move the energy around our circle, reinforcing and immersing ourselves in this healing, coherent field. On your next breath in, imagine breathing in through your right hand that sky blue energy. Then as you pause, hold that energy in your heart, full of joy and love. As you exhale, breathe out through your left hand and around the circle, moving that energy with your intention, your awareness, and your breath. Touching each person around the circle. And beginning now to sense the joy and love that is flowing effortlessly with your breath. And coming back to you with even more. Bringing to mind for a moment something you are grateful for. It can be anything. Feeling that gratitude inside your heart and letting it flow with the breath around the circle. And noticing again that it comes back to you even more. Very nice. Now, taking a deep breath in and release, allowing yourself to slip into a gentle resting rhythm with your breath. And noticing that feeling of joy and gratitude and love is still flowing around the circle. Almost as if we are in a bubble of energy. Just enjoy that sensation for a moment of being connected and surrounded with others just like you, all here to evolve and to heal and to find the light within each of us. I invite you now to place your hands on your lap with your palms face up and breathe into your hands. And I want you to imagine, and for the next few minutes, accept that it is true, that standing opposite you is your own high self, your entelechy. Your higher purpose. Your entelechy is the part of you that gives you your deepest purpose and reason for being. Your higher guidance. And imagine and accept that it is true for the time being that this entelechy is placing his or her hands over yours. And yes, breathe into those hands. You might imagine that you're feeling something tingling, a little warmth, a subtle touch, whatever it is, knowing that this high self touching your hands now is looking upon you with so much love. As you continue to breathe with your entelechy, you are deepening this connection. IntelliKey knows your failings, your triumphs, who and what you are, and loves you unconditionally. Your dear, dear friend. Your high self. Your IntelliKey looks upon you with such awe and wonder at all that you've accomplished and all that you are becoming. Know yourself in this moment not only to be so very deeply loved, but you are being cherished and nurtured. Receiving now this gift of affirmation, of encouragement, a deep loving coming from the one who can see you and knows your potentials. And from this moment forward is there to support you, to evoke you, to charge you, and to ignite you with your higher capacities, with your higher being. Now I invite you to imagine that you can look up into the eyes of your IntelliKey and see there the mirror of your own soul. IntelliKey holds all the dimensions of who you are. As you gaze up at your IntelliKey, I invite you to ask that beautiful soul question. Who am I? Who am I? As you ask this question, notice a smile that comes to your IntelliKey. He or she knows all of the deeper answers to that question. Let IntelliKey share with you now in symbols, words, sensations, or even a conversation, some of the deeper wisdoms of who you are. I'll watch the time. Now let's ask the second soul question. What do I want? What do I really, really want? And the final soul question. What is my purpose? How do I serve? So now I invite you to consider for a moment what your week has been like, what is going on in your life right now. And take a moment and share that with your IntelliKey. Just another conversation about your day and your week. Projects you're trying to accomplish, challenges you're facing, joy that you find in interesting places, whatever it is going on in your life right now, share it with your IntelliKey. And as you share with your IntelliKey, take time to listen or to receive any impressions or sensations. As IntelliKey shares back with you, some of the important things that are trying to happen for you right now. I'll watch the time. Now, coming back to my voice and back to your breath, breathing in and following your breath back into this time and this moment and back into your body. Imagining now a warm red color over your head. It begins to flow down over your body, all the way to the ground. And as you breathe, breathing into your body, begin to move your fingers and your toes. Begin to stretch just a little. And when you're ready, in your own time, slowly open your eyes and come back.
Welcome back. So we're going to go to break, but before we do, I want to remind you to stay with us because we're going to have another journey, this time into we're going to go into that time territory. If you can, please bring a notebook or something you can write in after your journey, because you might like to make some notes. So enjoy and come back to us in just a moment.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
There is no greater mystery in life than you. So why not take a fully experiential plunge into the depths of your being to uncover and retrieve all the secrets and wisdom your soul is crying out for you to know? If you enjoy Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation, you'll love Adventures in Consciousness, The Course. Join Jennifer in this unique 13-week series of journeys specifically designed to unlock the mysteries of yourself. Each week, you'll journey progressively deeper into the meta realm, where freed from the limitations of your mind, you'll get to play and explore the inner and outer reaches of your awareness. The next series of Adventures in Consciousness, The Course, is starting soon. Find out more and stake your place at jenniferivanko.com.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread and kissed them all soundly.
Lights out.
Good night.
And put them to bed. Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
Welcome back to Adventures in Consciousness, the conversation. Today we are taking journeys to explore time. In the first half, we took a journey to charge ourselves, to fill with prana and raise our frequency and connect with our higher self. I do want to take a moment to talk about entelechy for just a moment. Entelechy is a process we use that is connecting with your own wisdom, your own deeper wisdom. We think of the entelechy as our own higher self, as if you've had 1,000 years to do all of your human homework. So imagine this presence that you can connect with actually has all the memories of your soul and knows past, present, future. So one way to travel through time or to gain information in time is to connect with your own higher self. And then it's a matter of having the questions. What is it you're dreaming or desiring, and connecting with those questions as you connect with your entelechy? When you have the question, you already have the answer. So that's why we spend time with the entelechy. And on these journeys, I always introduce the entelechy for you to move with, for you to be guided. Because sometimes how you even perceive your entelechy might shift your experience, might shift your understanding and give you some inspiration. Sometimes you might see your entelechy as just a white light, sometimes as a playful child or as a male or a female. There's different ways your entelechy can come to you, but just accept that it is your own inner guidance that is guiding you. So now we're going to take a fun journey into time. Again, I mentioned time as a territory. Imagine time laid out in front of you, and you can travel to any place in time just by moving with your awareness through this territory. So we're going to just take a little, this is just a taste of how to move through time and how to experience. So I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
So let's begin. With your eyes closed, let's bring your awareness to your breath as you breathe in and out. Deepening your breath now just a little. Notice your chest rise and fall with each breath. Now let's deepen into those long, slow belly breaths in through the nose. Hold. Out through the mouth. Hold and continue like this. As you breathe in, imagine breathing in that sky blue color, a sky blue energy. And each breath out, going a little deeper, a little more into that peace and stillness. And I invite you now to imagine this swirling blue energy that you are breathing in is like a beautiful wave. This is a beautiful wave that starts rolling in at your feet and then up to your ankles. And everything it touches turns blue, sky blue. With every breath in and every breath out, you see the wave moving higher and higher, up past your knees now, moving up to your sacrum, now moving up to your torso, and back down. And everything that the blue wave touches goes deeper into relaxation, giving you strength, and as the wave moves up into your heart chakra, it touches and relaxes every part of your body. And the wave continues to move higher and higher on your body, covering every part of your body as you turn sky blue. As you continue your breathing and relaxing, know that all your challenges, all of your difficulties are no longer there. Any worries, any fears, anything that is accumulated inside of you cannot touch you. You are receiving energy, reassurance, and you feel stronger and better with each breath in and each breath out. Very good. Now take a deep breath in and release. Allowing yourself to slip into a gentle, resting rhythm with your breath. I invite you to imagine and accept that it is true that standing opposite you is your own high self, the one we call the entelechy of you. And to connect with your higher self, I invite you now to place your hands on your lap with your palms face up. And for just a moment, let's breathe into that place, breathing into the palms of your hands, and imagining and knowing that you are connecting with your own high self. Breathing together, this one breath. You may begin to sense a little warmth in the palms of your hands, a little tingling. Whatever it is, continue to strengthen that connection. And imagine this high self is looking upon you now with so much love. You see, your entelechy knows you, knows your failings and your triumphs, who and what you are, and loves you unconditionally. This dear, dear friend. And at some level, you know your IntelliKey has been there with you at every moment, guiding you, encouraging you, supporting you. You may begin to notice a deep, loving warmth that is emanating from this presence. From the one we call the IntelliKey. And we're ready now to begin our journey. Our journey to explore time. Your IntelliKey is going to be your guide. So I invite you to imagine as if in a dream that you can stand and begin to walk with your IntelliKey. Imagining that you're walking across the room to a magic doorway that has appeared, a portal. And as you come close, your IntelliKey opens the doorway, and beyond you see a field of mist, of swirling sky blue mist. Following your IntelliKey now, you pass through the doorway with a growing sense of awe and curiosity. You continue walking with your IntelliKey through the swirling mist . IntelliKey lets you know that this is a place beyond time, beyond space, a place of all possibilities. Stopping, IntelliKey signals that there is something important. The mist begins to thin, and there, in front of you, is a vast landscape, a borderless territory. You cannot see the beginning nor the end. Like nothing you have seen before, this territory is almost blurry as it shimmers and shifts in front of you. IntelliKey smiles and tells you that imagine this place, this territory laid out in front of you, is time. The territory of time. You can look around and see time spread out before you, as if there is a terrain that you can walk across. Walk across through time. Standing here, observing, IntelliKey invites you to focus in on different parts and different points of time in front of you. See if you can get a sense of time past, time present, time future, wherever it is in front of you. As you look over in one direction, notice there's the desert, and there being built is the Great Pyramid on the Giza Plateau. It is not even completed yet. And then over there, not too far away, there is a rocket on a launch pad, and you hear the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7. And suddenly realize you are witnessing Apollo 11 as it takes off on its journey to the moon. Now, building on that sense of time as a terrain, an area that you can move around in, Entelechy invites you to follow. Taking your hand, Entelechy leads you on a pathway, moving through time. You follow your Entelechy deeper and deeper. And the first thing you notice is the cobblestones at your feet. You have a sense right away that you've left the 21st century and have stepped into history. As you look around, you find yourself standing in a town square. In front of you, there is a fountain with water running. And the buildings, they look very old-fashioned, and yet they look new. You're aware of people all around you, and aware of the sun shining and the warm day. And now notice there, standing by the fountain, there's a man. A man holding a notebook. And there are a number of people gathered all around him. He is showing them drawings and pointing at a bird as it flies by. All appear very interested in what he is showing them. Listening for a moment, you realize you are in the presence of Leonardo da Vinci. He is showing the crowd drawings of a wondrous, futuristic flying machine. The crowd does not appear to know that you are there. However, Leonardo looks directly into your eyes and smiles. It dawns on you in this moment that Leonardo also has the ability to travel in this territory of time. Looking at his drawings with new wonder and new insight, you'd once again take your Entelechy's hand, and he or she guides you now along another path, moving for a while through the mist until you suddenly stop now on a chilly beach, noticing the sand and the rocks beneath your feet. In front of you, you see the waves beating against the sandy shore. Behind you and on both sides in all directions, as far as you can see, there are trees gnarled by the wind from the ocean breeze. And you are filled with a sense that this forest behind you is full of life. With the smell of salt in the air, you look back around in front of you and notice, not too far away, there is a tall sailing ship anchored. Coming toward you across the rough surf and the waves, there's a rowboat full of men. As you listen, you can hear the seagulls flying around above their heads. Listen to the voices of the men. the strange language, and the sound of the oars as they row the boat. Entelechy tells you that this is the moment when the Mayflower landed in what will someday become Plymouth. Now I invite you to turn to your Entelechy and bring to mind a point of history, something you've always been curious about. Anything you can imagine that you'd like to experience, bring it to mind and then ask your Entelechy to take you there. For the next few minutes of clock time equal to all the time you need, explore a place in history. I'll watch the time. Now, coming back to my voice, as we complete this adventure through time, Entelechy takes your hand once again and begins to guide you through the mist, moving slowly back and back, moving through the mist, and bringing your awareness once again to your breath, following your breath now, following that breath back into your body, and imagining now a warm red energy flowing from over your head, down over your body, all the way to the ground. And as you connect with this red energy, this warmth, you begin to feel energized. Begin to feel your fingers and your toes. And when you're ready, at your own time, slowly open your eyes and coming back.
So welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this journey through time as we played a little bit with time territory. There are some things that you can explore and understand by taking these journeys into time, into your own conscious experience of time. I'd like to next time share with you a little bit more about perceptions of time. How time can speed up and slow down, and how we can actually play with that ability to move time, to change time for ourselves when you're trying to get ready for something, how you can change your own perception of time. And then there's also, as I mentioned in the beginning of our show today, that we hold time inside our bodies, in our physical bodies, and we move around as an expression of time. And how we hold time, our memories, and our experiences affects our environment around us. We don't even know that sometimes we are sharing this energy that might be very dense or heavy or hidden from us. And so we're going to explore that as well as we go deeper into these dimensions of time. So I hope you will join me again next time. And in the meantime, if you are interested in more of these types of journeys, we have a Monday, Manifesting Monday experience that you can find out more at jenniferivanko.com, and come and join me with some of these journeys into a consciousness. Until next time, namaste. Thank you.